This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blames Iran for the attacks on Thursday of two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman off the Iranian coast.
Iran is lashing out because the regime wants our successful maximum pressure campaign lifted. No economic sanctions entitle the Islamic Republic to attack innocent civilians, disrupt global oil markets, and engage in nuclear blackmail.
Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif said the timing of the latest apparent attacks was beyond suspicious because Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was in Tehran meeting with the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Their talks focused on ways to de-escalate tensions between Washington and Tehran. One of the tankers is Norwegian-owned and the other is owned by a Japanese company. One was set on fire and sent up smoke thick and black enough to be seen by satellites in space. Departing White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders will have the honor of being one of the few to leave the administration without having been fired. In fact, as President Trump announced her departure, he encouraged her to do bigger things.
She's going to be going back to Arkansas with her great family. Her husband is a fantastic guy and her family. And I don't know, Phil and folks, if we can get her to run for the governor of Arkansas, I think she'll do very well. And I'm trying to get her to do that.
And Sanders returned the kind word.
I'll try not to get emotional, because I know that crying can make us look weak sometimes, right? This has been the honor of a lifetime, the opportunity of a lifetime. I couldn't be prouder to have had the opportunity to serve my country and particularly to work for this president.
Sanders has lasted in the position longer than anticipated by many. White House staffers last year had expected her, Sanders, who's 36 and the mother of three, to depart following the November midterm elections. This is VOA News. A suicide blast killed at least 9 people, wounded 13.